Fire away, Sean.
David, you've had a lot of great days over the last two seasons. Where does this one stand?
For sure, one of the top three, I would say, of the moments I personally had as the manager of this football club. This is a very, very proud moment. We all together know how huge this win is for us, Huddersfield Town, that we've beaten Man United.
You said in your pre-game, in the programme notes before, today games like this are for enjoying. This is why you got promoted. Do you enjoy it now, especially after that result?
Yeah, of course. I've not only enjoyed the result, I as well have enjoyed the performances the players have shown, not only today, but especially today. I think for 60 minutes we've done it very well. The players have shown exactly what I asked them. I said I cannot expect a result today. I hope and I believe in a result, but I cannot expect it. What I expect is togetherness, spirit, attitude, and that we make it uncomfortable for them. And we change a little bit our idea. We changed the formation. We wanted to come more with transition rather than with ball possession. And I think over 60 minutes it worked very well. We created some good moments. We scored goals. I think we kept them away from our goal. And after 60 minutes, I think they put a lot of pressure on us. Then we had a very good goalkeeper, some lucky moments as well. But all in all, I would say, even if it sounds unusual, it was a deserved result, which we've seen today from us against Man United, even if I think they were probably not on their best.
The Spurs game, you were very critical of your team. Did you expect such a response in two home games to go out and beat Manchester United?
Yeah, I was not critical, I was honest. I said, okay, I think even against Spurs we did it well, but we made too many easy, sloppy mistakes, avoidable mistakes, and this is at least what you have to do if you like to have a chance against these teams. And this is what the players have done today. They were very focused, very concentrated, and used their chances. So we said before the game, if there is our moment, then we like to take it. Today were our moment, and I'm very proud that the players were a little brave, that they took their moment today with both hands.
You said brave there.
Do you think you can't compete other top teams in the league?
Absolutely not. I said this before. I think we have to make totally clear that everybody understands what is extraordinary and what is the ordinary performances, performance for us. And today was an extraordinary performance. Probably what we've seen against Swansea or Tottenham is ordinary, and I think it's very important that we all together are very humble, that we are very realistic and have no unrealistic expectations. I think we work with this football club now nearly since 2 years on the extraordinary, day in, day out. But we cannot take these performances for guaranteed. And this is very important that we stay humble, totally humble. This brought us this little bit of success which we had so far in these 2 years, and this is nothing we will change in the future.
David, I know you probably haven't had time to reflect on this yet, but for people who have watched this club for 40, 50 years in difficult times and maybe never believed a result like this would come, can you reflect on that a little bit? Have you had time to think about it?
I live in Huddersfield, so I know a little bit, maybe not 100%, how huge this result is for this town, this the Huddersfield Town supporters, for the chairman, for the board, for everybody who supports this football club. And I'm totally aware that this is a very special moment, and this is a very huge result that a small Huddersfield Town, which is now in the Premier League the first time and in the top flight the first time since 45 years, has now beaten Man United. I'm aware about it, and I'm happy about it, I'm proud about it. At the end, like always, we today will for sure be happy, celebrate this result, and then we leave it in the past and we focus on the next one.
David, we were deeply fine today with the presence of Dennis Law. Do you
feel or relish the opening of the transfer window?
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
We had Dennis Law here, who previously went from Huddersfield to Manchester and became European Footballer of the Year.
Yeah.
Do you personally, on behalf of your employers, fear or relish the opening of the English transfer window?
In football, to be honest, I fear nothing. Sometimes you get situations which you don't like, which you then have to manage. This is why we get called managers, so only manage situations, and this is what we will do.